Musically Meditated. Welcome to Musically Meditated Podcast. First things first, Musically Meditated Podcast. Subscribe to it on all podcast platforms. Our last episode did very well, especially on YouTube. So if you are listening to this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. It's growing. It's growing well, but make sure you hit that subscribe button. We're trying to build it up as much as possible, and it's doing great.
And tell people that also like music to subscribe also. Yeah. And to just listen. Give it a listen.
Yeah, give it a listen. We appreciate all the likes and stuff, but start sharing it. Start subscribing. Get the word out. Word of mouth is still a really, really powerful thing, for sure. How about you, Sredden? What's going on with the Green Door?
Green Door is plugging away. Got a bunch of podcasts launching in about 2 weeks that I'm not allowed to talk about.
But secrets.
Pricks on
secrets.
Flicks is still on every Thursday. Juice Pro Wrestling, which is gaining traction, and it's pretty exciting, is on every Sunday. And by on, it gets posted on those days. So, and those are all on all podcasting platforms. So if you got an Android, just look up Pricks on Flicks. You'll find them. Look up Juice Pro Wrestling. You'll find them. Same with iTunes. Same with Musically Meditated. Remember to rate, write a review, leave a comment, join the Facebook page.
The Facebook group page is doing well.
So I want to sprinkle a little hint of a campaign that we're going to start in July.
Go ahead.
And it's going to be called Take the Second Step. There's actually going to be YouTube videos and Facebook Live videos telling you how to take the second step. So all this cool stuff that we're posting online, photographs, videos, discussions, all this stuff, it's all good and well. But we would really, really like you to take the second step, which is literally just subscribe or click a link. Do that second thing in order to share it so that other people can see and hear and enjoy the show. We really, really like doing it, and we just want to keep growing the audience. Yeah. You know, sky's the limit with what we're doing.
Yeah. And we looked at our numbers. I'm not going to talk numbers, but they're looking great. Like in the last 6 months, thank you for everyone that has subscribed and shared, but you know, and downloaded. Our numbers are great. People are listening across the world, according to our statistics. And shout out to all those countries. What was the new one that came? I saw Japan's on there.
Japan's new. Oh, man.
Putting you on the spot.
I don't know if Australia was already on there before. I can't remember.
I saw a few more UK subscribers, too. So shout out to the UK.
UK's rising. Same with Germany.
Yeah, Germany.
And Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland. Switzerland was the most out of all Europe, ain't it?
I don't know. There is a lot of metal heads out there. So
they're probably listening to all the metal ones.
Yeah.
And another thing too, I talked to Bobby Marcos last night through text message, and he's in New York. He's doing some shows with Cloakroom, and they're hanging out with Nikki Money. From Nothing, and Nothing's about to drop an album here shortly, I think the first or second week of June, and I'm really looking forward to that. I put a little clip on the Musically Meditated group page. Lit a coffin on fire, you know, so that's a really good way to start, but in the future, when they come through, Nicky Money and the boys from Nothing might be a guest. I think they will.
We have very comfortable seating here.
We do, so Nothing. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
And they're friends with Ian from Graphic 22 Printing. The t-shirts are still in the process. I just got to fork out that moolah. And after that, like I mentioned before in the past episode, all those proceeds are going to go to the Gary, Indiana Humane Society Pit Bull Rescue, or maybe All Rescue. But I think that they're one of those that kind of get overlooked, and that sucks. So that's... All the proceeds from the t-shirts, that's going to go there. And then after that, we're going to take all your money.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get gangster.
It's going to get gangster.
I'm going to show everybody why I don't wear shirts with sleeves.
Yeah, sun's out, guns out, right? That's what we're doing. But with this episode, I have a bone to pick and a few to break. So this is a controversial episode. And I don't like what you like, America. I just, you know, there's a lot of pop culture things going on, and we're going to get into that. But the first thing, I don't like what you like, and that's the new A Perfect Circle album. Eat the Elephant. The only song that I like is Eat the Elephant. It's a cool piano ballad. Goes a little something like this. cool intro track. Weird way to open an album, but I was feeling it. I mean, Maynard's vocals sound really cool, but here's my beef with this. First of all the music videos seem dated as shit. And the album cover seems dated as shit. It looks like something that came out in like the late 90s.
About the same time Mind Freak
got popular. Right? I mean, it's just completely dated. And what I'm upset about, too, is like it seems like a hype album before the new Tool. Which I guess is all right. But I mean, put out something decent. Because the rest of this album, I think like the first single was all right. Maybe another one. But don't just put out garbage to make money because you're Maynard. I got a bone to pick and a few to break. Like, come on, Maynard. Like, he was blaming Tool for this album, this supposed album to come out. Like, he was blaming them on the Joe Rogan show. Like, it's their fault. Like, they'll send me music. I have to write my lyrics to the music. And then they'll switch it up. Like, okay, well, that's your beef. But it seems like he's just trying to capitalize, like, whatever money he can make. And why put out something so lukewarm?
Would you have such a bone to pick if they weren't doing this Tool tour where they were charging people a crazy amount of money and they dropped this?
Yeah, I mean, they're charging people a crazy amount of money just to watch Tool play the music. Maynard's not even there. It's like,
oh, he's not there?
No.
I thought he was there too.
I don't know. I could be wrong on that.
Wearing riot gear because he said people are mad at him.
Is that what he said?
He wears riot gear.
Well, yeah, just do a tour. Like, you guys are great, great musicians, but I mean, and I'm a music nerd, but I'm not going to sit there and watch you go through the steps of how you created the song. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Just put out an album, dude, and then tour. And, you know, like, let's not charge $200 a ticket either. Like, let's do a couple free shows, Tool. It's been, I don't know, almost 15 years since you put out your last album. So back to this A Perfect Circle. It's a bummer. And another thing that I heard too, shout out to Nikki. She's my friend. She went to go see A Perfect Circle. I don't know how long ago it was, within the last 6 months. And there was a rule, no pictures. You are not allowed to take pictures. And if you did, they would kick you out. So I'll play devil's advocate here. I'm all right with artists saying no pictures, enjoy the show, live for the moment, right? That's okay. But to be such a dick, you know, to be a dick like that and kick people out of the show that they already paid for just because they took a picture, that's garbage. That's garbage water. So A Perfect Circle, you know, your first album was amazing. 13th Step was pretty dope. Emotive with all your covers was pretty cool. But this album sucks. So don't waste the listeners' time. I mean, it's just my opinion. There might be some people that really love this, but everything about it seems dated. Sretton, did you listen to it?
I listened to parts of it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it either?
I've always struggled with A Perfect Circle, but this one, I was saying I like the vocalist from the Decemberists, and now somebody's going to yell at me because I'm saying the wrong band names, but like Postal Service and Decemberists, that guy. Their songs sound like, go ahead and play a Decemberists album, one that's not nautical themed, and then play one of these songs from this album. They sound super similar. The vocals and okay, actually the piano and a bunch of the other stuff, all the drums, like a lot of it just sounds like that chill. It just doesn't fit what they, I mean, I don't know. I did not like it is the point. Yeah. It's breaking my brain. Yeah, I did not
sucks.
Like it at all.
It no, sucks. I didn't like it. So I don't know what's going on. This Tool album better be epic. All right. And I don't want a lot of noises and shit either. I know a lot of Tool fans are going to want to kill me, but and I don't want these weird, you know, samples and 10-minute interludes of noise. Like, let's get some straightforward shit again. Like,
10 minutes of somebody having an asthma attack.
Yeah, or their grandma playing a piano or whatever that yeah. was with like weird World War II chants in the background and shit. You
what
know?
We did was we mic'd up my grandma while she made me a peanut butter jelly sandwich, but we mic'd up her utensils.
But the artistic background is just so epic.
Tell about the history about my grandma's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You're not pretentious.
No, not at all. And here's another thing. I like don't like what you like, people, and that's Kanye West. All right, Kanye West, he needs zero introduction. And College Dropout, when that came out years ago, it was awesome. Rapping Through the Wire, I remember buying that CD. what was the one song? Jesus something? Jesus Walks? Or remember that track? Like, it was great.
Awesome. Yeah.
Common was on it. But since then, that came out in 2004. I haven't paid attention to anything that Kanye has to put out. Like, nothing. He's a talented producer. He's a shitty rapper. And he's a shitty singer. He always does that. What is it? The vote?
The auto-tune.
Auto-tune. Yeah, it just sucks. But here's my bone to pick.
That Elmer Fudd effect.
Yeah. And a few to break with Kanye West, okay? Kanye West loves Kanye West, doesn't he? I mean, if he's not getting the attention, like, you know, what did he do the first time with Taylor Swift? He rushed and...
He did. What was it first? Hurricane Katrina?
What did he do with Katrina?
When he was on, he was on one of those, I think he was on MTV with Mike Myers. I don't know if that was before Taylor Swift.
Was it?
And it was them, they were trying to get money for Katrina, for all the victims of the hurricane. And governmentally, whatever, we didn't respond correctly. So it was a shit show. It was terrible. But he got on there and he just goes, it's famous. You look it up. Mike Myers shit his pants. He just walks up and goes,
yeah,
George Bush hates black people. Mike Myers is like, ooh. So that was his first thing.
That was his first thing.
In a way, he was at the time kind of correct. Like, the government dropped the ball in helping those people. And
yeah.
So, but the Taylor Swift thing was stupid. And then a bunch of other things does not reflect. That first thing that he did, I was like, I'm on board with this. And all the other stunts he's pulled since then is just purely ego driven.
Yeah,
just pure ego driven.
His ego is out of control. And first thing he did too is he put out a couple singles for his new album, and they were garbage. Like, they're just total garbage. He did this weird back and forth with T.I. of like why he's a Trump supporter now, and then like T.I. is like, oh, this is stupid, like his back and forth, but the flows were exhausted. It was garbage. And I have no...
T.I. was bad too?
No, T.I. is always cool. Like, he was defending, like, no, this is stupid. You like Trump. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Playing devil's advocate with, from what I understand, Trump's, or not Trump, but Kanye's approach to this is he wants people to look outside of color, and he wants, you know, black and white to support Trump, and that's why he's going to wear the Trump hat and this and that. But at the end of the day, all this is about attention. And here's why I think he's freaking out. It's because his wife and all the Kardashians get all the attention. So what's the best way to get America's attention? Say, I love Donald Trump. And it got everyone's attention, but it's really offended a lot of
The people that love him?
Yeah, you know, and his fan base that's, you know, African-American, and he's from Chicago, and there's so many problems in Chicago and, you know, in the neighborhoods. And for him to do that, I think it's just total bullshit, because I don't believe in his message. I think he's just doing it for attention, and he's doing one of those things, controversy sells. But dude, that is the wrong way to go about it. And not only that, your music sucks. It sucks. You can't rap. You should just stick to producing. Stop doing this garbage to get attention. Like, what did he do? Like, he rushed the one news, what was it? Like, TMZ. Yeah, he like rushed TMZ and started freaking out on the staff. And the other dude, like one of the main writers for TMZ, like got back in his shit. Like, no, dude, like, you're offending people. You're offending Black America with this. Like, cut it out. Like, cut it out. What are you trying to do? And it's just, Kanye is just like the biggest baby. And like, when he canceled his tour, like, oh, I had opioid addiction problems and it was super stress. It's like, let's talk to some like heavy hitters, like some, I mean, hip hop guys, but especially like the metal world, like that just tour relentlessly. And they'll do an American tour, you know, they'll do like a 35, 40 date American tour. Then they'll go to Europe, and then they'll come back and do another American tour. Like, that's some real shit. Kanye, you don't know anything about that. You don't know anything about the struggle. You're privileged. You're a multimillionaire. You dress like a homeless weirdo. And like, that's fashionable. Like, he's such an idiot. So, you know, I got a bone to pick with him. So he needs to just sit back, maybe work out more and just I don't know. Get some of that.
Find some proteges. Yeah. Find somebody to mold.
Yeah, find someone to mold. Like, I don't know, man. I just, it sucks because he's a super talented dude. He really, really is. But I think he should just really focus on production. And he did just produce, what's his name from the Clips? Pusha T's new album. And it's really good. And Pusha T's like taking shots at Drake and shit. But it's a perfect example of Kanye's quality production. So I don't know. I got a bone to pick and a few to break. And Kanye West, like, you suck. And then another thing that annoys me too is a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon, saying he sucks just because of his Trump shit. Like, forget about that part and just please realize he's just doing it for attention. He's just like a big baby that's not getting enough attention. Like, I don't think he supports Donald Trump or cares about the politics. He's just doing the most absurd thing.
You think he's competitive with Kim, his wife?
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to.
Good answer. My second question, you think the way to get him to get back into the studio and up his game is to have somebody get Kim to make a rap video or a rap album?
Or a sex video? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Drop an EP. Yeah. I'll be like, that's my best Kanye.
Yeah. And then who knows where it'll go after that. Boo, 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 boo. But I don't like what you like. And I'm going to transition into this. And it's Childish Gambino. What's his name? Danny Glover? Donnie Glover?
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. First things first, Donald Glover is extremely talented. I like the sweatpants video from a while ago. He acts. He's an actor, right?
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor. But this video, this new video, what's the name of that song? Well, I'm going to look it up real quick. Now, this video, you have to like live under a rock if you don't know what I'm talking about. And it's gotten...
This is America?
This is America. Thank you.
I'm not sure that that's correct.
Let me look it up real quick. Yeah, it's This is America. And here's my problem with this. With not the video. I think the video is really cool. And there's a lot of hidden messages. You can break it down any way you want. There's obviously a lot of problems in America with gun violence and racism. And we all know that. But this is what pisses me off. And this is why I don't like what you like. Don't like what you like, people. Okay, you got that? And this is what I don't like. I watched an interview with him, and they were asking, like, hey, what's the meaning of this video? What's going on with this video? Like, what's the message? And he just sat there and played dumb. Like, I don't know, you know, like, it's kind of self-explanatory, but the guy that produced it and that my director, like, they came up with the ideas and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. Own your shit, okay? Own your shit. Whatever your message is, you have a huge platform. This video's huge. Own it. Do you agree?
I agree, but I'm okay if he keeps his mouth shut for a little while.
Why?
Just so people can talk about it, and then maybe eventually. I mean, eventually I would like for him to explain it, because I like when something is filled to the brim with symbolism. Show me. I want to know, you know? I don't always like when something is, like, people say, oh, look at this. It's filled with this and that. Okay. Well, I don't know what it is, so show me. Don't make me figure it out, because I don't have the historical knowledge. I don't have a ton of the knowledge to be able to translate. Right now, my opinion of the video is I have no opinion. I don't like the song, but I don't think the song was meant to be a good song. I think it was also meant to be like symbolic of some of hip hop today.
Okay, I like the beat of the song.
The
beat's fine, and the video is cool. Here's the thing that I hate about this song is his rap flow. It's exhausted. It sounds like shit. And I've talked to other people about this, and they're like, oh, he's just doing it as a mockery on mumble rap. You know, he's doing that on purpose. Well, hey, guess what? Instead of like stepping down to the shitty hip hop that's going on right now, why don't you amp up your game so that they can follow what you're doing? That would be like Michael Jordan, like, you know, making his game less for some weird reason and going down to, I don't know, some other shitty ball player. Like, no, Michael was the best. Everybody's watching him, so he's going to win. So here's your opportunity. Why would you lower your skills to mock the new way of hip hop? I don't understand that.
That's why I'd like for somebody to, like, what I do like about the video is people can actually sit forever. And it also is kind of the political state of the country right now. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into it.
Either do I.
It's super annoying, but...
super about can, separation, like, too.
Well,
you know, like,
well, you can get on a topic and talk about it endlessly with not ever coming to a conclusion or an agreement. This video kind of does that, I guess, but in a safer way. Like, there's a lot of people that are talking about it and making assumptions and knowing what they're talking about, whatever. And they're having a discussion, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But eventually, I would like him or someone else to describe it. And I'm okay with the song being crappy, too, because I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to do either. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to watch. And I'm actually not going to talk to anybody about it either, because I don't know what's going on.
Right.
So unless you're going to sit with me, break the whole thing down with historical knowledge and knowledge of all the symbols, then cool. I'm into that. And if you break down the song, if there's even the other thing I see about the song, he is prolific. He writes movies. He writes TV shows. He directs all of the above. He produces music. He's actually a really good hip hop artist.
So own your shit. That's all I'm saying. So he is a talented guy, but own it.
But I'm also okay with sometimes somebody will write a song that's just like, this is something I experimented with. Maybe I agree with you. He should own it, but I don't know that he has to own it right now. Let
How
people
powerful
talk about it.
The messages on this song, yeah, and the video, especially the video of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
That shouldn't just be something like, I'll get to it later. No, we want to know what it's about.
Yeah.
You're the guy that's behind it.
There's also power in, this is why we could talk about it forever. There's also power in
unknown,
in the discussion. That nowadays, with the 3-second attention span of news, he could sit there and talk. But let's say there's a lot of intellectuals out there, like on the internet, on the news right now. Well, not on the news, mostly on the internet. People that are really smart historians that will talk about something very important. But if somebody told you, listen, this shit will change your life, but you have to listen for 180 minutes, nobody will listen for 180 minutes. They might listen for like 2 minutes. So maybe that's part of his agenda. I don't know. I don't know his brain. I agree with you. If you're an artist and you make something, own what you make. It's your art. People hate it. People love it. However they see it and they take it, you should own it. But yeah. I'm okay with him staying quiet for now.
Are you?
Yeah, for now.
Okay.
And if he never explains, it's okay. It's not going to change my life.
Well.
But like you said, it's such a, could be a powerful video if I understood.
Well,
it.
Here's another new powerful MC, and Mike Barth talked about this too. J. Cole with KOD, King of Overdose, whatever you want to call it. He was taking shots at the mumble rappers, and he dumbed it down too, I felt like. He went to their level, you know, until the very last song, he kind of took shots. But at least he was trying to pave a way and show it to these younger rappers, like, no, your style sucks, this is the way it should be. And he, like, used a really cool 90s element, so that's pretty dope. But the guy that, the song just came out recently, it's called Perks, and it's by Denzel Curry. If you don't know who Denzel Curry is, he's a really, really awesome rapper. And with this Perk song, he does exactly what I feel should be done while attacking mumble rappers. He disses them in a way to where he's like, oh, you know, you're popping Xanax and Percocets, because Perks is like Percocet, like a painkiller, and blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody needs to listen to the song Perks by Denzel Curry. He's coming at him. He's owning his shit. And not only is he owning his shit, his rhymes and his bars are just badass. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, hey, you don't like what's going on? Spit those bars. He didn't attack any names or anything, but spit your shit and own your shit. And that's exactly what he did. And I think I'm going to transition into this, and I think it's because of what generation we come from. But artists in the 90s that didn't like a lot of political stuff that was going on. We'll just start with Rage Against the Machine. Okay? Did Rage Against the Machine ever dumb down the way they felt?
No.
Did Zach De La Rocha ever just, paint this abstract picture and let you connect the dots and what he's talking about? No. Straightforward what he was upset about, right? Same with Rage. They would do crazy shit on stage. I mean, things that I don't agree with, like maybe putting an American flag upside down or on fire. I mean, you know, Tom Morello wearing Che Guevara shit and communist hats, you know, like the whole straight up social side. But we come from an era where dudes own their shit. And another crazy thing, too, like when 9/11 happened, there was a lot of songs that, you know, the Billboard said are not okay to be played on radio. You know, when Rage was discussed, you know what it said about which songs by Rage? Every song by Rage Against the Machine was really? Not allowed to be played after 9/11. Like, that's some powerful shit. And that's what I'm getting at, too. Like, we need bands like Rage Against the Machine right now. I don't, we don't need these artists that are going to kind of tiptoe and let you figure out, you know, like, oh, what's this video saying? No, we need a Rage Against the Machine. We need them to come out right now and start a new album or do some live performances at some, maybe some rallies, you know, because Rage was always about the people.
Right.
You know, they had the message, but Rage was always about the people. So that's why I'm really harsh on these artists, you know, doing these videos that you don't know what it's about, blah blah blah. No, I'm used to a Rage Against the Machine. Here's another one. We really need System of a Down. They come at it hard, you know, and they had a lot of stuff with like the Middle East, because I forget what nationality
he's
they
Armenian
are. Armenian, yeah. Right, so we're missing them. Like, we need Rage Against the Machine, we need a System, and those guys came right up. Hey, what they didn't like, they put it right out there. They just went hard, you know. Where are these guys? You know where they're at? Their egos are getting them. Backtrack again to Rage Against the Machine. Hey, Tom Morello, stop celebrating the Cubs' victory of 2016. Okay? I don't like the Cubs at all. And if he's a big fan, like, that's cool. And you know what else isn't cool, Tom Morello? When you get Be Real from Cypress Hill to join Rage Against the Machine and call whatever it was they called it. They played Coachella. Like, I love Cypress Hill. I love Rage. But that's not Rage. So please, don't do that shit either. So I don't know what the ego problem is. I don't know if it's Zach, but if I had to point a finger, it's Tom Morello. Stop worrying about the Cubs championships. Just get together, put out a new album and attack what you don't like, because we need it. I don't want people beating around the bush anymore, especially these powerful artists, okay? And same with System. Their ego thing's crazy. It's between Surge and the guitarist. I forget his name. They can't get on the same page either. But could you imagine if we had Rage and System together on a tour? That would be so epic. And now I'm going to transition into a hip-hop artist that owns everything he says. His second album cover for Revolutionary Volume 2, okay, it's really extreme, but it was the entire Bush administration killed inside the Oval Office. Okay, so yes, that's extreme, but everything Immortal Technique has to say, he owns it. Not only that, the proceeds from his last album, he did a documentary. It's really cool. It's for sale, but everything that he made from that record, he sent it to orphanages in Palestine, you know. But take some notes from Immortal Technique, and a little bone to pick with Immortal Technique. Dude, you have not put an album out in 10 years. We're waiting for the final passage. So please, we need you more than ever. Immortal Technique is a revolutionary. You know, so is Rage Against the Machine. But if there was a concert, okay, and it was Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down, and Immortal Technique, they could start a revolution. And we need those kind of guys right now, you know, because they're not going to put some bullshit, you know, video out to make you read in between the lines or whatever. Like, if they were on the talk show, they would own their shit. I mean, remember Rage back in the day? I forget what song it was, but they never aired it on Saturday Night Live. It was just too extreme, you know? So we need those guys, man. We really, really do. So a little story, too, about Immortal Technique. I was with my cousin Ian. I believe we were at the Abbey Pub. So it's close to 10 years ago.
Shout out to Ian!
What up, Ian? And, my buddy Brad Bird was with us, too. Shout out to Brad Bird. And we had a few cocktails, and we see Technique. He's back by the bar, so this dude's just all up in his ass, you know. And we were the only Caucasians at this show besides Diabolik, which is like Technique's like white MC buddy. But there wasn't a lot of Caucasians, but whatever, because Tech is like a revolutionary, you know, socialist almost, you know. But it doesn't matter, but I mean, hey, we were there. We fit in. So we're waiting to just say what's up. And this dude just all over him. So finally, the guy kind of like lays off, and I go up to Technique. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, hey, what's up? And like shook my hand. He's like, I really love what you're doing. He's like, thank you. He's like, thanks for coming tonight. You know, and like I wanted to talk to him more, but I wasn't able to, but he was very respectful, and it was a really, really good show. So, man, we need Immortal Technique back. Have you ever listened to Immortal Technique?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
You better. He does have this song. There's YouTube videos, and like people let their mom listen to it or whatever, and it's called Dance with the Devil. And it's like an 8-minute long hip hop song, but I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but everyone please listen to that song. And the very, like, it's a great storytelling song. It's about this guy that wants to be the biggest drug dealer on the block. He wants to be the new Scarface, and you know, it's called Dance with the Devil. And you know, if the devil asks you to dance, you better say never, because a dance with the devil might last you forever. And it just really, you know, it really makes you think. Great classic. You know, Technique was locked up for a while, and that's where he wrote a lot of his rhymes. He started off by doing a lot of battle rapping. He's from Harlem. I believe his dad was like ex-military. His name's Felipe Corleone. He's Peruvian and African-American, and he's just an awesome guy, straight up revolutionary. We need more people like that. And my dream concert right now would be Immortal Technique, Rage Against the Machine, and System of a Down. So, yeah. I kind of got all this shit off my chest.
You got it all off?
I think. Yeah, I did.
I like this. Yeah. We don't do this often because of the fact that we want to keep things positive.
Positive.
So occasionally this stuff will come out and it's good. You know, yeah, not everything can always be rainbows and apple pie.
No.
Occasionally this is good.
And my opinion is just my opinion.
And most of the stuff you do listen to, like everything you just said, you didn't, you know, you knock something or you criticize, but then suggest the better thing, like, or suggest something else. And I like episodes like this.
Yeah, I know. It's just Technique, man. I miss him. I don't know what's going on. I haven't, like, he's such an independent artist. He had his own record label, Viper Records, and he's done so many cool things for just, you know, like I said, freaking building his own orphanage in Palestine for the Palestinian kids whose parents have been murdered. Like, I don't know. I don't remember exactly how long he was there, but, you know, a little Immortal Technique here, obnoxious, but he's sick. Just listen to this first verse. The song's called Obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious, motherfucker, can't you tell? Run through Little Havana yelling, Viva Fidel! Jerking off with the sheets when I stay at hotels, drinking Bacardi at AA meetings, smoking a L. I'm broke as hell, my attitude is no good. Like working for white people after watching Rosewood. So I'm a mercenary, I don't care how I get richer. Like American companies that did business with Hitler. Get the picture, nigga? I'm the best of both worlds without the hidden camera and the 12-year-old girl. Let's face it, you're basic, you aren't half the man that I am. I'll throw your gang sign up, and then I'll spit on my hand. Give me $100,000, give me your watch, give me your chain. That's your girl, bitch, get over here, give me some brain. I'll bust off on her face, and right after the segment, she'll probably rub it in her pussy, try to get herself pregnant. I said it, I meant it, that's the way I deal with enemies like pro-lifers that support the death penalty. And don't talk about war when niggas know that you puss, a fucking hypocrite, draft dodger like George Bush. Don't push me, nigga, cause I'm close to the edge, and I'll jump off with a rope that's wrapped around your head. Send the dead fetus to my ex on Valentine's Day. The safety's off, nigga, so get the fuck out my way.
So, yeah, that's just a little taste of some Immortal Technique. Shout out, we need him bad. What'd you think about that, Stratton?
You said 10 years?
Well, Revolutionary Volume 2 hasn't come out since like 2003, and then he had a mixtape that came out in 2008. I forget what it was, but this is the song right here that got me into him. It's called Industrial Revolution. But
it's about to be done. I'll leave you full of clips like the moon blocking the sun. My metaphors are dirty like herpes, but harder to catch. Like an escape tunnel in prison, I started from scratch. And now these parasites want a percent of my ass cap. Trying to control perspective like an acid flashback. But here's a quotable for every single record exec. Get your fucking hands out my pocket, nigga, like Malcolm X. But this ain't a movie, I'm not a fan or a groupie. And I'm not the type of cat you can afford to miss if you shoot me. Curse the heavens and laugh when the sky electrocutes me. Immortal technique stuck in your thoughts, darkening dreams. No one's as good as me, they just got better marketing schemes. I lead you to your own destruction like sparking a fiend. Cause you got jealousy in your voice like Starscream, and that's the primary reason
Starscream
that I hate
reference. You got jealousy in your mouth like Starscream. Starscream was always jealous. He was always hating on Megatron.
Was that jealousy in his voice?
Right. But yeah, I had a bone to pick and a few to break. I like don't like what you like sometimes, people. So I had to get that off my chest, man. I feel better now. I don't have to see a psych. I don't have to see my shrink anymore. Like, could you imagine going to your shrink and be like, I'm mad at Kanye. And this is totally too, like, well, we're going to call it the controversial episode. It's just going to be clickbait galore. Coming at Kanye West. Coming at Donald Glover. You know? Yeah. Where's Rage at? Where you at? We're ready. We're ready for you.
You called out all the members of Rage and all the members of System of a Down.
Yeah.
And
Mortal Technique.
Yeah, you called him out.
Tech might not like that. Oh, well.
We're easy to find.
We are Technique. We're easy to find. I'd love to have him. Maybe we will. Maybe one day we will. But yeah, everyone, thanks for listening to, you know, Musically Meditated. Once again, please subscribe. Please share. iTunes, YouTube, all that jazz. The YouTube channel is doing well again. We had a record set, a download record set recently, and I'm really happy about that. So thank you. A lot of people really checked out the Dark Lord episode. And yeah, there were great numbers. So once again, please share. And don't forget about the Musically Meditated group page. All local artists out there, all awesome artists or whatever you love, please, please, please share on that group page because it's great interaction and it's growing and having a lot of fun.
It's a good way to discover some new music or listen to some stuff you already knew about.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I like Wu-Tang Day.
Oh, yeah. Wu-Tang Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were getting into that for sure.
I forgot some of those songs because I haven't been back to that stuff in forever.
And we're going to close out with a little Immortal Technique. It's the fourth branch. It's a pretty, pretty heavy song. See y'all next week.
For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God.
Like, you know his message. You don't have to dig deep into this here, all right? He just comes at it. He comes at it threatened.
Terrified.
You should, dude. This is a pretty deep song. The song's called The Fourth Branch of the Government.
The voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with the guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white, translated in psychologically tainted philosophy, conservative political right-wing ideology, glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation, got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination, Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration, how could this be, the land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous holocaust, and the home of the slaves, corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still wanna take me to prison just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain, suggestive thinking, causing your perspective to change. They wanna rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants us to settle a band.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Everybody check out Immortal Technique if you missed out, because he's got a lot to say. I hope that don't scare no one. You think it's going to scare people?
No.
I don't think so either, too. I mean, it's just so good.
The blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart, abused in the marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage, embedded correspondence don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse.
All right, that's it. We'll see you next week. I could just play it forever, just bob my head and read the lyrics here. But yeah, everybody, we'll see you next week. Adios. I'm musically meditated.
That's right.
I'm musically meditated. That's right. I'm musically meditated.
producer my ass over there.